I am one of the founders and partners at Backbone Media. We are a public relations, media, and social media agency based in Carbondale, Colorado. Proud to say that September will be our 20th year. We employ about 50 people here in the Valley. And our business is, we represent active lifestyle. And that means we work with hunting and fishing brands. We work with Yeti coolers. We work with backcountry ski brands, hiking, biking, cycling brands, and basically promote active lifestyle. Teddy Roosevelt, the 26th president of the United States, said, "Do what you can with what you have where you are." And I think that's a great quote to start off with. I grew up in Missouri hunting and fishing, spent about 10 years on the East Coast, worked in finance for a little bit, and then moved out to Colorado in 1989, kind of the classic ski bum story. I was a raft guide. I actually lived with Sloan in Woody Creek 20 plus years ago, but worked for the Aspen Skiing Company, was a backcountry ski guide, taught rock climbing and mountaineering. And along the way, met a great local gal. Now I'm married and have four kids living here in the Valley. Why did I move to Colorado in 1989? It was really because I wanted to pursue the American dream and the landscape of the West that had enamored me as a child. I wanted to live in a place where people's focus was on the opportunity and the generational fairness that is represented by the landscape where we live. And I wanted to live a life responsibly and have courage to make decisions from an unselfish point of view. So, you know, talking about Teddy Roosevelt, it's interesting, in 1903, he was a New York City guy. And he ended up going on a camping trip with a great conservationist in the Sierra, John Muir. Now, those two individuals came from very different mindsets, from very different economic strata, but they soon realized that while they came from different ends of the political spectrum, that the natural heritage of our country was too valuable to be left without guidance. And shortly thereafter, Teddy Roosevelt established, well, over the term of his presidencies, he established 5 national parks, 18 national monuments, and 55 national wildlife sanctuaries, 150 national forests. One of the most notable is, of course, Colorado National Monument in Grand Junction, which was one of the first. Working at Backbone and working with both hunting and fishing brands and outdoor brands is somewhat interesting, because if you paint the broad brush of, you know, kind of partisanship, oftentimes hunters and anglers are perceived as a little bit more conservative. And, you know, the hikers and cyclists might be, you know, granola-eating, you know, kind of Birkenstock-wearing types. But this issue is truly apolitical. It should be uniting people and really bounding past any partisanship or polarization that we're experiencing in Washington, D.C. As Sloan mentioned, political lands are under duress. The state governments are wanting to sack, really, the public's ownership in order to sell off our heritage as citizens to the private extractive industries. Secretary Zinke was asked to review the national monuments, and during that process, 2.8 million comments were made regarding public lands. Of those 2.8, 99% of those were supportive of keeping or expanding national monuments in public lands. So you look at that and you see the decision he handed down last week, which is still somewhat devoid of detail, but he's clearly working contrary to what he's being asked to do by his constituents. So why should the government act against the interests of constituents in favor of selling off public lands to the extractive industries? And the question that comes to mind is, if we elect representatives, aren't they supposed to represent the sentiment of the people? it really makes not a whole lot of sense. And even from an economic standpoint, when you look at individual industries and what they contribute to the national economy compared to the outdoor industry, which contributes $887 billion annually to the economy. Sloan spoke to, you know, hunting and fishing and how that is a huge driver of tourism for our state. And it really illuminates how we need to come together. And so as I sign off here, I just want to bring up a thing. It's like when you hear Zinke say Teddy Roosevelt's his hero, and I love public lands, and then he acts to the contrary, you really have to wonder what's going on. And I think it's important for all of us not to start painting with the paintbrushes that is currently kind of has Washington under gridlock. I don't think now is the time to be partisan or to take a left wing or right wing stance, because what we need is we need this bird to fly, and it needs both wings. And so what I would ask today is that all of us here look to communicate. We need to communicate persistently with our elected officials and with our friends and motivate them to take action. Our government's job is to listen and represent us. Listening is the basis of bipartisanship and also friendship. And I think we can all agree that bipartisanship, not gridlock, is what our democracy needs right now. So now is the time to speak up and really talk, you know, to our friends, inform them, to educate people, and to be active. And with that, I'm just going to close with what I opened with, which is we must do what we can with what we have where we are today. Thank you.